Time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing for the Daily Dust. A People magazine staffer has made it her mission to get Jack Black named this year's sexiest man alive. I needed crickets there. John Krasinski is the reigning title holder. He won the honor last November. Sterling K. Brown shared a touching story on Kelly Clarkson's show about why he stopped using his middle name, Kelby.
I went by Kelby until I was 16 years old.
Okay. Right?
My dad's name is Sterling Brown Jr.
Okay.
My grandfather, Sterling Brown Sr. I'm Sterling Kelby Brown.
You wanted identity.
I wanted my own name. And it felt like Sterling was like an old man's name.
Yeah.
But because he passed away when I was 10, by the time I turned 16 and I hadn't heard his name for five and a half years, I was like, I kind of just want to hear that name again. So I asked people to call me Sterling.
Okay.
It's all.
That was so sweet and beautiful.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson, she's as bad as the rest of us. Just so tenderhearted. Christina Ricci says she used to dress like a garbage pail kid because she thought she was ugly when she was a teenager. What? She's adorable. Lawrence Fishburne addressed rumors of being snubbed after not being contacted for The Matrix 4.
I haven't been snubbed. I didn't take it that way. I volunteered my services and no one responded. I didn't take it as a snub. I'm fine.
Oh, you are more than fine.
Absolutely. An actor from It Ends With Us is disputing some of the things Blake Lively is claiming in her lawsuit. Y'all, I'm over this already. Kevin Bacon recalled meeting his wife, Kira Sedgwick, when she was only 12 during an off-Broadway play.
According to her, I said, thanks, sweetie. You know, and she tells a story that when we first met doing Lemon Sky, she said, you know, we met in the village after that play that time. Do you remember that? And I went, yeah, I do remember that. And she went, really? And I went, no. So she did not like me. It was not love at first sight.
Oh, they're such a cute couple, though, now. On Wheel of Fortune last week, Ryan Seacrest wiped out while chasing a wheel of cheese across the studio floor. Why would Wheel of Fortune have a wheel of cheese? Maybe they were in Wisconsin? I'm not sure. In the first episode of her Confessions of a Female Founder podcast, Meghan Markle opened up about her experience with postpartum preeclampsia.
And you're still trying to juggle all of these things, and the world doesn't know what's happening quietly. And in the quiet, you're still trying to show up for people. And in the quiet, you're still just trying to show up mostly for your children.
Yeah.
But those things are huge medical scares.
I mean, life or death, truly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I try to like her, but I just, am I the drama? I'm not the drama. Maybe I am the drama. She's so dramatic about everything. Mariska Hargitay is directing an HBO documentary about her mom, Jane Mansfield. Yes, now that's one I'll watch. And a dirt alert. Okay. This one, it's just kind of creepy because Eric Andre was on Jimmy Kimmel and he said that Madonna slid into his DMs following his appearance at her LA concert.
She slid in my DMs.
Did she really? Are you kidding me? Can you share what she said?
No, I don't want to put her on Front Street, but, you know, there was a little bit of chemistry between us.
There was some flirtation.
There was some flirtation.
And you did nothing about that?
I'm way too intimidated by Madonna.
I see.
That's the queen. It was the queen of pop.
Okay, dude. I hope she wasn't just being nice to him because she's not very nice. And she will throw anyone under the bus. So watch out, dude. The bus is coming for you. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.